This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The United Nations General Assembly continues its annual meeting Wednesday with addresses by leaders from Iraq, Yemen, Afghanistan, Cuba, and Britain, while the UN Security Council meets on the sidelines to discuss, among other things, Iran's influence in the Middle East and issues surrounding the non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. The meeting will be chaired by U.S. President Donald Trump, who called on world leaders during his address before the Assembly on Tuesday to, as he said, isolate Iran's regime as long as its aggression continues.
The Iranian people are rightly outraged that their leaders have embezzled billions of dollars from Iran's treasury, seized valuable portions of the economy, and looted the people's religious endowments, all to line their own pockets and send their proxies to wage war. Not good.
And he defended his decision to withdraw from the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Tehran and reimpose graduated sanctions.
Additional sanctions will resume November 5th, and war will follow. And we are working with countries that import Iranian crude oil to cut their purchases substantially.
The president said the world's chief sponsor of terrorism cannot be allowed to possess the planet's most dangerous weapons. And he called for Iran's isolation as long as its aggression continues. In his remarks to the General Assembly, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani denounced the hostile U.S. policy intended to overthrow his government. He said there is no better way than dialogue, but that can only begin with an end to threats and unjust sanctions. Talks based on equality, justice, integrity, and honor. This is VOA News. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, Tuesday told the UN General Assembly oft-delayed elections scheduled in December will be peaceful and credible.
On the peace. The defeat is enough.
Mr. Kabila said despite enormous challenges, the decision to hold elections is irreversible. He described the political situation as becoming more predictable and transparent. With more on the situation in the DRC, Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Just 3 months ahead of crucial presidential elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights notes a 35% increase in human rights violations. These are linked to restrictions of democratic space, half perpetrated by the police. The agency's director of field operations and technical cooperation, Georgette Gagnon, says demonstrations are being forcibly suppressed.
The essence of a democratic society resides in the ability of its citizens, irrespective of their political affiliation, to enjoy their rights and freedoms.
Gagnon warns the human rights situation in the DRC is likely to worsen as the elections approach. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The DRC leader is constitutionally barred from seeking a third term. Pope Francis, beset by sex abuse scandals involving prelates in several countries Tuesday, said the church has spared no effort to tackle the problem. Speaking aboard the papal aircraft after visiting the Baltic countries, Francis said, as long as there's one priest who abuses a child, this is monstrous because young people are scandalized by such corruption, and he acknowledged the scandal threatens to drive away many of the faithful. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said a Turkish court, not politicians, will decide the fate of an American pastor whose detention on terrorism charges has hurt relations between Ankara and Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Monday he was hopeful Turkey would release the evangelical pastor Andrew Brunson this month. In an interview with Reuters late on Tuesday while he was in New York for the United Nations General Assembly, Erdogan said any decision on Brunson would be made by the court, irrespective of sanctions imposed by President Trump. The current economic problems, he says, are not as problematic as are being exaggerated. Turkey will overcome these challenges. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.